loads of bumblebees.
Yeah,
a good sight.
So they love the comfy.
We tucked away behind Signpost Corner, behind the back of Birch Hill, and for me, I've never even realised that this space was here. One of many plots of land for the Woodland Trust, is it, around the island?
Yes, we've planted all over the island, or we have planted all over the island. So far, we've planted around just over 20,000 trees.
Over how many years is that?
Over 13 years we are in existence, have been in existence since 2006.
It seems to work okay.
Yeah, we had many different people help us with this, and thousands of volunteer hours.
I'm Falk Horning, I'm the chairman of the Isle of Man Woodland Trust. This site is called Centenary Park, and it's just by Kronk Nimona on Birch Hill in Onken. We've planted about 2,000 trees here in collaboration with the Manx British Legion.
And what type of trees are they? Are we talking natives? You mentioned fruit trees before.
So we always stress planting native trees, not just any trees, because what we want to do is we not only want to plant trees to put a tree in the ground, we want to create habitat for wildlife. So we plant three species which are native, which our insects are adapted to, and then also create, of course, habitat for birds because they feed on insects. So we are really creating the foundation for the whole food chain to develop there.
Do you know the history of the place, really?
Well, you only know it was a quarry, then a tip, public tip, you know, as in Onken residents. Rubbish tip.
Yeah.
And then it hasn't been used for a few decades, I would
we
say.
We took it over about 3 years ago, and it was just absolutely overgrown.
My name is Philip Kohler. I'm one of the directors of the Isle of Man Woodland Trust. I think the Isle of Man government has said that they will plant 85,000 trees, I think it is.
So that's sort of one per head of population?
Yeah, that's the idea. I hope that does happen. I mean, you know, I actually just swapped an email with the CEO of DEFA about, you know, the Isle of Man Woodland Trust would like to be involved with that. We'd like to see a lot more trees in the uplands, you know, but there's a lot of sheep on the uplands and they will, you know, stop the growth of the trees. So there used to be a lot more trees on the uplands on the Isle of Man, you know, so we'd like to be involved with that, although we've only got so many volunteers. So DEFA, they could, you know, really put some of their staff into it and plant, you know, a lot of trees.
I mean, those Manx uplands are almost sort of iconic, really, aren't they? So to change the face of them and stick trees there, that's going to be quite a shock to some people, isn't it?
Well, you pick areas where you're not going to interfere with the heather, you know, and the sort of the wetland areas and stuff. I mean, we've got them. Look, plantations, they're dead underneath, pine needles underneath. They're not really any good, much good for sort of nesting birds and things. So
the landscape that we have now in the uplands is really the artificial one.
So that you're talking artificial in the sense of agriculture and grazing cattle, effectively?
Yes, it has been shaped by the generations of the population of the Isle of Man, which of course has also its place, but we are just talking about replanting a certain proportion of the upland.
I mean, it's just like Falk says, it's all the add-ons that you go with trees, you know, it encourages the birds, encourages the insects, you're improving the environment, you know. So I know you're saying that the uplands are iconic, but you will bring a lot more life up to the uplands as well if you do plant trees up there.